Well, welcome. This is Judith Conrad, and here we go again with another fabulous radio program. And we're totally opening for Spirit to come in and to guide us through this 55 minutes or 58 minutes, whatever the case may be. And I am so excited to call you, to have you call me. I'm calling you forth to whenever you feel like you would like to call in. That would be fabulous. You are always my guest, and you notice I'm not bringing on any other guests. That may change. However, at the present time, I'm just calling you in. All right. So my first card, I usually pull tarot cards, and this today is no exception. And I'm looking at this three of discs, and that's called works. I'm using the Aleister Crowley deck or the Thoth deck. This card, the three of discs, works. We're being asked to give it the works. In doing so, one of the things, because there are so many things that are coming up, is to have some time for quiet time. And on this card, I just want you to visualize that there's a pyramid. I'm looking down on the pyramid, and the pyramid is opening. And this pyramid is made out of crystal. You're getting the visual here? And I'm asking you to sit inside of this pyramid. And so we get to use our imagination at the present time. With this pyramid, it's being made out of crystal. There's a lot of light coming into this. So I want you to just imagine that you're raising your hands above your head. And as you're doing so, you're creating the pyramid almost. You're filling the peak of the pyramid. And this pyramid comes down and extends under your butt if you're cross-legged, or under your feet if you're standing or sitting. As you're doing so, I want you to just sit and imagine that you're sitting here for 15 seconds, short time, very short time, and then expand it to 30 seconds, and then expand it to 45 seconds, and then expand it to 1 minute. Then I want you to expand it to 2 minutes, expand it to 3 minutes, expand it to 5 minutes. This could be the beginning of a wonderful time of being totally enveloped in this, especially when you raise your hands above your head and find that point above your head, which is just above the crown chakra. And if you'll put your thumb just at the top of your head and just kind of feel that spot right up there, it's being activated as you're sitting in the pyramid. Wonderful way of starting your day out in meditation. And as I'm sitting in this place every morning, I'm reaching out and I'm connecting with each of you that I know are connecting with me. So, wonderful. Well, we seem to be hearing some people in the background in the studio, so I guess we got a lot of extra stuff here, because maybe I'm just hearing that. I don't know that you're hearing that out over the airwaves. So I'd like to invite each of you at 7, let's say 7 a.m., whatever time zone that you are in, that you are at 7 a.m., that you're connecting with me with this pyramid. You're sitting in a pyramid, imagining that you are, and we're all connecting with each other with the pyramid. And the pyramid is above our head. We are within the pyramid, and we are sending this energy out to connect with as many people as possible. So I'm going to be, tomorrow morning at 7 a.m., I'm going to connect with you and the pyramid. Doesn't make any difference where you are, and it doesn't make any difference what time you are beginning this process. Preferably, if you can be there at 7 a.m., so much the better. If you're in the shower, beautiful. I promise not to look. And wherever you are, if you're driving, you can still do this process. It's a little bit more dangerous if you're in the car, because many people in this pyramid will lose some consciousness, so I would not advise you do it in the car, so cancel that. And as we're doing so, what I'd like to have you do then is to, when you finish the meditation, and I say meditation, for some people, they still do not understand what a meditation is. I do it different than other people, I believe, and you do it different than other people. Whatever you do is perfect. We don't have to sit in a lotus position if we don't care to. If you choose to, beautiful. I'm not chanting. I'm not doing any of that. I'm focusing on my breathing. I'm focusing on being in that pyramid, and I'm beginning to think about pulling my cards. Usually I wait till the 5 minutes because I want that quiet time. So if you are in that quiet time of just letting everything go, and I'm focusing on giving it the works within this pyramid. Now, at the end of each of the three sides, there are 3 points on the bottom of the pyramid, on the foundation. There are 3 red wheels. Because I'm quiet, because I'm relaxed, because I'm just in the zone of being within the pyramid, within my body, within and totally grounded to Mother Earth. I'm visualizing now those 3 wheels. They're hot wheels. They're red wheels. And they're starting to turn because I'm quiet. I'm centered. The 3 wheels can represent anything. They can be 3 people that may occur to me. They can be 3 projects. They can be 3 children. 3 of anything that comes into your mind. So looking at the first wheel, it's starting to turn. What does that represent? Just noticing the first wheel is starting to turn. Just anything that pops into your head. Don't think about it. Just let it pop in. Okay, it's starting to turn. So that means something that you're thinking about is starting to turn. If you think about a person, perhaps it's a relationship that's deepening or it's something that is occurring about that person. So I'm focusing on one person that is popping into my head. And it's a sheep, my sister, a sister, and she happens to be listening. She'll know that I'm connecting with her. Okay, I'm going to the next pyramid at the end of the second point. And I'm focusing on a gentleman who lives in Brazil. And so I'm focusing on this person. Now, you think of your own person, or you think of anything that pops into your head, maybe a dream or whatever. So that second wheel is starting to turn. It's starting to move, and thoughts are occurring to me more and more and more. Okay, now I'm going over to the third pyramid, and that is a person that I've met recently, and we're very dear friends. She's recently had an operation on her knee. So I'm thinking about her, and that wheel is starting to turn, and her healing is starting to accelerate. She's giving it the work. So I have these 3 wheels turning, 3 different people that I'm focusing on. And I could just as well have thought of 3 different aspects of my business. I could have thought of 3 different projects, 3 different books I could write, or 3 different chapters I could write in a book. Whatever pops into your head. You notice I'm using that term, pops into my head. In other words, it's an occurrence. It's an insight that's coming to you. These 3 wheels are turning. Okay, in the background of this card, this tarot card, this pyramid is blasting off with all the energy that I'm focusing on by being very centered, very quiet inside of my crystal pyramid. And the 3 wheels are turning, which represent 3 people, whatever it represents to you. And I'm starting to blast off, and it's blasting me up and out of whatever has held me stuck, whatever has held me in this fixed position. So let's just focus on what we're blasting out of. I'm sure that with the economy the way it is, and I don't mean to harp on that all the time, I'm not. We may be in a relationship in an untenable situation where we just can't seem to move out of a situation. And I'm thinking of a lady I talked to today where her wages are being garnished at the tune of $2,000, I think she said it was a month. And her husband is makes tons of money, and they're not doing anything with him, and she's got the child. So I'm feeling with her, and I'm sending this energy to her, that she's blasting up and out of this situation. All right. I'm thinking of another person, and she is blasting out of a place of stuckness in and around fear in moving forward. And I'm thinking about another situation of being stuck in not receiving, being able to receive clients. And And I'm thinking of another situation where a child has been is very ill right now. It happens to be the grandson of someone I've recently met. And I'm thinking of that situation. So I had told her I was going to pray for her and her grandson. And so I'm thinking of them, and this is how I'm praying for them, is in each and every one of the situations. And I'm going to add you right now and whatever's going on with you. So those three wheels are moving. You're one of them. I could have left one of those wheels blank, but I didn't. But I'm going to make it blank right now, and I'm going to let you come in and whatever wants to turn on those three wheels. We're going to blast up and out of whatever's going on with you. So I want you to focus on any situation that you'd like to blast out of, just really, because it's like that mud and sludge and slime is there. It's holding the wheels down, and it's not allowing you to take off with this movement, because we're giving it the works from within that pyramid with the three wheels turning, and we're getting up and out. You got it? Those red hot wheels are turning, and you're blasting out of whatever situation or situations. You may have more than one. In fact, those three wheels could represent three situations that are untenable for you. They're just not, you can't quite get a handle on them. So you're blasting up and out of these three situations or one situation that could have three different components. You got it? Okay, we're blasting off. We're getting up and out of whatever has held you. And I'm going to include myself. I always do that because I'm not perfect. I'm learning as well as each and every one of you. And that's one of the reasons when I come on the radio, I am very open about what's going on. There's nothing to hide. People can recognize because I feel like I'm, transparent. And the more transparent that I can become, the more I can be of service to you, because it encourages you to get into your place of transparency, that you're just, you can, people can see who and what you're about. And that's why some people are afraid to be around someone who has this intuitive ability or psychic ability or whatever ability that you happen to have. They're afraid that many people are afraid that you're going to be, they can read your aura. They can see what's going on with you. And yes, they can read it very, very nicely. So I am being asked to see how pure I can be and how transparent I can be. The more transparent, and that doesn't mean I'm hiding anything. It's just that when I'm honest and being up above board in how I'm presenting myself, then maybe people can't read what's going on with me. And besides, it's sometimes very inappropriate for someone else to be reading what's going on with you and for what's going on with me. That's intrusive. And I've experienced people who do that. They're psychic vampires. And they usually show up in the grocery line. I get a chuckle out of that. There they are, and they're right behind you, right in front of you. And then all of a sudden, you get this whole thing of, what's going on? So this is a wonderful exercise, whether you look at the card or whether you don't look at the card, that you imagine being inside of the pyramid, that you imagine that it's, you know, the peak of the pyramid is raising your hands, it's above your head. So there you go. It's kind of a nice exercise for you to do, and you can download this and you can listen to it at any time. And I always encourage people to transcribe the recording of the program. And if I have done a reading for you, telephone reading especially, then I encourage, in fact, if I'm in a coaching relationship, I insist that they transcribe. Of course, I can insist all I want. And if they don't do it, well, you know, there's nothing that I'm going to do to punish them. That's not what we're about here. I encourage people to do it. Because what comes between the lines, now the longer I go into this program, this radio program, and what I'm doing, the more that spirit is coming through me, because it's not about me, whatever, Judith Conrad, the physical human that's sitting here in this chair in front of her computer, and with my headphones. It has nothing to do with with this person, this persona that's sitting here. I've turned it over completely to spirit because I had not intended to do as much as I have. I mean, I've done almost 17 minutes of working with just one card. So you see, if I have another card that will come up very shortly, then I could go longer on that, and I may do that. In the meantime, the phone lines are always open now that I've kind of set the stage of blasting off, and I call it blast off through gratitude. So as I'm thinking about sitting in this pyramid, I'm going to fill this whole pyramid with love, with gratitude. Yes. I'm filling this room with gratitude. I'm filling my computer with gratitude. I'm filling this internet program with gratitude. I'm filling you, I'm filling your ears, first of all, because you're hearing this. I'm filling your ears with gratitude. I'm glad that you can hear this. I'm glad that you can see me in your mind's eye. I'm glad you can see the cards with your mind's eye. And I'm just grateful for all of you that are doing this. I'm grateful for BBS Radio for creating this platform for what we are doing. So I'd like to have us look at what is it that you would like to create, because we are here. I think that's pretty cool, in gratitude for what we're about to create. We're focusing on the potential. We're focusing on the potential of what can be, will be, and wants to open for all of you. Once you're in that pyramid, there's a potential for you opening, and the potential is there for you to create with this energy of gratitude. If I am grateful for anything, I'll leave that, fill in the blank. What are you grateful for? And then if you'll call in, and I'd love to pull a card for you. Because you want to, not because you think I don't have anything to say. A couple people have called in thinking they were rescuing you. I've got enough material on this desk to fill 5 hours if I, you know, that would be too boring. So if you are interested in calling in, you know that you can see the number that is right there. And of course, if you have Skype, how wonderful, because the station has Skype. So you can call, you know, them, and it doesn't cost anything at all for your phone call. So let's look at what we would like to create. For some of you, and one lady called in on the television program on Monday night, she says, I have a book in the computer. And as I pulled the card, it was obvious that she had two books in there. And afterwards, I talked to her, and she says, yes, can't hide anything from you. So whatever the card comes up, then I run with it and see what wants to happen. So what is it that you would like to create? Maybe you're already you're already in the mode and know that it's being created. If you're shy about calling in or can't get in, and that has happened a couple times, you can go ahead and email me, and then I'll read what you've said. You can email me at Conrad3198. That's Conrad3198 at comcast.net. That's comcast.net. Conrad3198 at comcast.net. Email me your question. Email what you'd like to have me pull a card about, and I will, and that would be exciting. I want to thank the people that called in last week, and they emailed me. I've been sending a couple emails to them, and it's wonderful to have that communication. I like communicating with email, and someday we may meet. Who knows? So let's look at what you want that you don't have and you'd like to create. So you don't have it right now, and you sure as heck would like to have it. So let's focus on what it is, and I want you to write it down. Write it down on a piece of paper. You're asking that spirit create this. It could be as simple as clarity. So I'm writing down clarity. I'm asking for, and I do have some clarity. I want more clarity. I want a deeper sense of clarity about and I'm going to fill in the blank. You fill in the blank. I'm writing down here. So I'm writing it down right now. I feel like I'm back in the classroom as I did when I was a high school teacher. Another lifetime, it seems like. So I'm asking for clarity around. And then I wrote down something. So I, because I'm doing that, I'm going to pull a card for you in and around whatever you said, whatever you've written down. And I just keep watching for anyone who's emailing me at conrad3198@comcast.net. And then I will, okay, let's see what I've got. I think someone has emailed me. No, I don't think so. So we will delete that. That was a spam. So you can go ahead and email me because it's clear. It's conrad3198@comcast.net. And I'm shuffling my card. I am going ahead and shuffling and shuffling. I'm going to pull a card for clarity around. And I have written down mine, and I know you have, so I'm dropping the card, the deck, and one card comes up, and it's the Fool card. So in and around the clarity, which is what came up for me of what I don't have, or as much as I would like to, and that I would like more of. The Fool card says, open your heart. I looked at the card, and where the first thing that my eyes went to was the heart, and there's a big heart around the heart, a heart over the heart chakra. And so that's what I'm being asked for myself, and I believe that's for you too. Clarity around opening my heart. And then as I'm looking at the umbilical cord that's wrapped around his neck and it's continuing on, there's clarity around the caduceus. There's clarity around healing around the heart, in and around the question that I've just asked, clarity around something. And then I continue on. Okay, what else am I being a fool about? What else am I looking at? There's clarity around the butterfly, which is transformation. So I've got three symbols here that are right on, dead on for what I'm talking about. Clarity around, and then fill in the blank. I'm being asked to open my heart. And I'm being asked to allow myself to heal. And actually, what I'm also getting is that I'm to really declare that I'm here to heal. I'm here to heal myself, and I'm also here to heal others through the work that I do. And it doesn't look like any other way of healing that I've ever heard of. However, when I say to myself, and this is only between myself and myself, that I am healing others through being on the television, through being on the radio, because I have both a talk show call in, and I also have this program that is a talk show. So you're open to be able to call in. Pretty cool, huh? Oh, one person just emailed in and said, sounds terrific. And so thank you for that. So that must have been right on for that particular person who emailed me at conrad3198@comcast.net. So the Fool card is out of the deck. The Three of Discs is out of the deck. So we have many, many other things we can look at. Okay, so that's a process that you could do. What don't I have that I do want? So you're looking around, what don't I have? Yeah, and then the other thing is, what do I have I don't want? That's another one that's a kicker sometimes. What do I, and most people will focus on this. What do I have I don't want? I don't want neediness. I don't want poverty. I don't want debts. I don't want, and people can go on for a long time on that. Let's take our emphasis off what I don't have or what I don't want, and let's put it on what I do want that I don't have right now. And I like that. And that's one of the ways that we can set goals for ourselves, is to write out what I do want, what I don't have that I do want. And you're going to write it out in something that is measurable. So if I wrote out what I do want, and the word want is another word. You know, if I want something, it's something I'm never going to get. So I'm going to write it in terms that is it as if it had already happened. So I have clarity. Very good. I have clarity. And I'm going to own that. Oh, I've got clarity. Yes. I have clarity around and whatever I'm clear about. It could be clarity around clients. It is clarity around money. It is clarity around health. It is clarity around relationship. It is clarity around a job, especially for those people who desire to have one. Now, I just want to mention to you also that some of you who have lost your jobs, if you'll look back at this time 6 months from now, you'll say, oh my gosh, how could I have been so upset about losing that job? It was so horrible. And if you will really examine what is happening here, things are happening because we're being asked to clear certain things, we're being asked to be aware of certain things. And one person that I was working with the other day said, well, I've done all this before. Well, yeah, me too. And now we're being asked to do it at such a deeper level, or such a higher level, I should say, because we're either spiraling up or we're spiraling down. We're not really standing still, any of us. Spirit is working with us big time. Now, I'm going to write this in measurable terms with a completion date. So let's say you don't have something and you want more money. So how much money do you really want? It's really not about the money, after all. We know that it's not about the money. However, we're just labeling it. So, measurable terms. Certain things you can't measure. Good health, how can you measure that? You can measure whether you feel good, whether you don't feel good. For those people who are looking at weight loss, or weight change, shall I say, because if you lose it, you want to go get it. You're looking at the number of pounds that you're releasing every day or every week. I think it's better to do the week. So in measurable terms, I'm releasing 5 pounds every week. So at the end of the week, I can, you know, some of the people are working on that I'm working with. And on our telephone conversation, I ask them, okay, how much have you released? And, oh, I only did 3. And, oh, they feel so bad. They didn't meet their goal. All I can do is be their cheerleader and say, golly, you lost 3. That's fabulous. And sometimes they're beating themselves up because they missed 2 pounds. Okay, let's reevaluate. Let's go back in and say, okay, I'm going to promise you this 3 more pounds, but I'm going to really go for 5 pounds. So it's not as if we drop the amount. We're just making it a little more comfortable. In my mind's eye, I can see that you're going to go for the 5 pounds. Or if it's money, just put a number on it. And then you let it go, just knowing that you're not going to be obsessive about that. But you're writing it in measurable terms with that completion date, which is by the end of the week. If it's a bigger project, then you're going to put it at a little further out. And you're still measuring it at the end of each week to see the progress. So this is what a coach would do with you, or a CEO would look at you, or your manager would look at you and say, okay, this is what I promised that I was going to do. And it may be immeasurable. You may be saying, I really want clarity by the end of the week. What is that going to look like if I am clear about things I'm clearing? How do I measure that? How do I know when I've gotten that end result? Because sometimes when you're clearing, let's say you're looking at something that's been a repetitive pattern, and you're clearing it and clearing it, and how do I know when it's complete? Well, you'll know when it's over. You'll know when the forward movement starts taking place. I hope I'm making sense on that. One of the things is you commit to it, and again, you're not being obsessive compulsive about this. You're committed to whatever you're committed to. And it's in the moment. You're staying in the now of being very clear. And now let's add another thing. You're going to start visualizing it. You're going to start visualizing being, let's say you're completing with that very deep pattern. you visualize yourself in the most positive way of being on the other side of whatever repetitive pattern it is. The most important thing, I think, is to be clear about what you're clear about. If you know what the pattern is, you can start monitoring it and checking to see, there I went again on that one. And you may have a buddy who's that you see quite often, and you ask them, listen to my conversation and see whether I'm still in this pattern. Can you hear, listen, because it's like having another pair of ears, another pair of eyes. Excuse me. That you want to and you ask for this help. With a coach, you hire the coach to do it. And that's what most people do for me. If they have a pattern that they want to complete, they hire me to help them move out of an old pattern or to find the goals that I intuitively see in front of them. And sometimes I can see things that are out maybe 8 months, and what we do then is we build the bridge between what I see perhaps in about 8 months or maybe 6 months, and we build the steps between now and then. How fun is that? I mean, this is one of the things I absolutely love to do. So when you're looking at what you're going to what you're creating here, and you've written out clarity about whatever, you're stating this goal, and you're in, let's take this into the pyramid. When you're doing that 5 minutes, or and eventually you'll build up to 8 minutes or 10 minutes or 15 minutes. And what you're doing then is you're being very specific. I call these SMART goals. Very specific about what you're creating. Especially if you're clearing old patterns and old programs. And I think many people are doing this. So I can't say, well, I'm the only one doing this, because I think many people are doing this. So it's specific. That's the S of SMART. It's measurable. M, measurable. I can measure it. So how do I measure whether I've completed an old pattern? Well, I feel like I take ground every time I acknowledge that this is a pattern that I'm working with. So let's say I get angry with something. I'm just going to pick a thing until someone calls. And if they do call, if they don't call, fine. I've got many things going here to talk about. So I can measure how many times I notice when I do this, or when you do this, if I'm listening for someone in a coaching session. And then I look at with the A of SMART. Is it achievable? Am I capable of changing this pattern by myself, or do I really need to have someone else? And many times you are your best coach. And other times, it's just, you really do need someone, a second pair of ears, a second pair of eyes, to see what's going on. So it got specific, measurable, achievable, and the R of SMART is relevant. If I'm going to have the attitude, well, who cares? Kiss it off. It is not going to work. It must be relevant. So if you are looking at releasing 5 pounds every single week, it's relevant because maybe I'm going to my 20th class reunion and I put on a couple pounds and I want to look really, really good. Or I'm out of a relationship and I'm looking at, maybe I want to attract a new relationship. Or maybe my clothes aren't fitting anymore. I'm just, you know, randomly picking things that I'm reading you out there off the computer. It has to be relevant to you. You have to find a reason why you really want to do this. Because this could be the underlying pattern that is going on that's keeping you from having what you want that you don't have. You may find that there's a pattern underneath it, what is sabotaging you. Sometimes when I work with people, I do what I call aspect work, where I go into channel and I'm connected with your higher self and my higher self, and it's like there's a bridge between the two, and I'm being fed information. It can come from past lifetime, it can come from, oh goodness, I could do that for myself too, couldn't I? What a concept. You can do that for yourself. And what I'm doing is I'm bridging over course, with your permission to speak from your higher self, and things will come through of why this pattern is with you and how to get to that other place. In fact, I may just ask a friend of mine to be the witness while I do it for myself. I can speak from my higher self. And that's what I do when I journal. Sometimes I will ask that, and I connect with the higher self, and I will ask the higher self to help me pick tarot cards or to help me write whatever I want to write. Okay, the last one of smart is trackable. It's almost the same as measurable. I can track it. In fact, I have a whole form that I write that I give to the coaching client where they can track and see. It's like a sales chart, or it is like a weather chart, you know, what the weather has been for the last 15 days, so that I can actually put it on a graph and I can see how many times I noticed, oh, there that pattern is again. So you see how I can really delve into this, and if, for those people who are analytical and you like to delve into this stuff, you could really have fun with this, and especially if you're a computer techie, you could create the charts on some program in there. And yet, if you get too analytical, you know, you're losing the whole concept of what you're doing this for. What we're doing is we're bringing in our right brain and our left brain, the left brain being that analytical part and the right brain being the intuitive part. And I'm doing a lot of that myself. It's like I am questing. In fact, I received an email from some people, and if you would like to have more information about that, this couple is offering questing. And they take people out into the woods or forest or the mountain or the high desert, because what they're doing is they're taking them away from their habitual life and their habitual patterns that have been continually, you know, up in their, they just, they're, you know, you're unconscious. I'm unconscious. I include myself here too. I'm unconscious of how I do this. And so what I'm doing is I would allow myself to go to this place with them, and they're guiding me on the steps of how I would do this. And I always remember how my teacher, one time, way long time ago, took us to a place, oh my goodness, it was so far away from anything. And we had to take a rope and measure a circle, and so here we are at 4 o'clock in the morning. We're in this place. We had our water. We had some food, and we had to make sure that we were in a place because we couldn't leave that circle. And some people, you know, at 4 o'clock in the morning, what looks pretty good, when you get to 3 o'clock in the afternoon where the sun is beating down and there's no protection, it isn't the wisest selection, and there was a lot of pain involved in that. And so they got to look how they select situations in their life where they placed themselves, so where there wasn't protection and they were vulnerable, and they got that, they kind of got punished for that whole thing. So it's how we set things up in our life. So it's at that time, it's very much like when a young boy goes out into the wilderness to prove himself, he has to come back after, and he's prepared. People are prepared to do this, very much like fire walking. You don't just walk across coals, I don't think. Well, maybe some of you would. You're prepared to go on the vision quest because you're questing for the vision. Very much like when I pull a card, I'm questing for a question. I'm questing for the question, or I'm questing for the answer. Most of the time, I quest for the question. Because once I get the question, the answer's right there. So, you're going out, and you're going out to discover your vision. Because when you're by yourself, we get challenged because there's nothing else that can distract us. Maybe a bumblebee will fly by. Well, that maybe you sit and you converse with the bumblebee. And maybe the tree that you're under is a tree that you really, you put your back against the tree and you feel the vibration of the tree because it's a living entity. And maybe you'll get, you're getting messages from that tree. Maybe you'll see a plane fly over and some thought will come in and you have your journal and you write or you not write, whatever. You're getting insights about what's going on in your life even though you're away from everything. And sometimes because you're, this will last for 3 days. So you're sitting quietly and you're being forced away from all the stimulus. And one person I'm working with, he says, I keep running from one place to the other, to the other, to the other, and there's never really any quiet time. So I've asked him to start with the 5 minutes in the morning. To just slow down. In fact, he shared with me. He says, you know, I really am sorry that I don't have this long drive to work because I used to use that quiet time to kind of organize my mind and pull things together. And he said, now when I have to wait in line to get gas at this certain place, because it's more reasonable than any other place, I revel in that because I get to sit and I have some quiet time. And of course, most people will have their cell phones and they can't handle not having some kind of a conversation during this time that is so precious. So when you go out away from your normal place, that's why people love to go vacationing, because they're out of their regular routine and they get to have that adventure of discovering new things. I remember during the summertime, teachers had this wonderful 3 months off. So I would go to Europe and it was like, that was like a vision quest. I would go to Germany. Of course, I was teaching German and so I would just get on the train. I had a Europass and I'd go from one place to the other and I would see how many people I could meet to expand my horizons. To see how much I could learn about the culture and of course I was working with my, you know, practicing my German. And sometimes I meet someone who spoke Spanish, so I get to practice that too. So you're questing after, and we don't know always what the end result is going to be. Because things will come up. And if you're journaling or you're storing them in this computer data bank in our brain, later, on the last day, it's almost as if things come together. Now, the young boys, when they were reaching puberty, that was the time that they would go out and they had to bring back a lion or a tiger, whatever. You know, they had to bring back something to prove their bravery, or they had to have some kind of an assignment. What I'm talking about is kind of the reverse, is that you're going out and doing nothing, just being with nature or being in a place. Sometimes in meditation, monks will sit and they'll look at the wall, the blank wall. And it's like they almost, there's nothing to see there unless what? An ant crawls across. You're looking at the blank wall that has no texture. Because as I'm looking at my wall right now, there's texture. Now, I have a collage on my wall also that I've created out of the classes that I do. And this collage, I will look at, it's like a tarot card that's on it's my tarot card. And I look at that and I see where my eye falls as I'm sitting here many times talking on the telephone. And my mind goes different places in that collage. So I believe we're questing. We're questing and coming home to what it is we came here to do. How's that feel? All right. I know people are out there. And if you are out there, good. I'm sending you a whole lot of love. Many times, what I do in preparation for this is like a culmination of a week. Every morning, I sit and meditate. This morning I didn't get a chance to. I was running too fast. And I noticed that about halfway through the day, and I didn't send anything out to my subscription people, and I'll do it. I'll just make it up on Saturday, I guess. I miss it when I'm not doing this. And so every morning I synthesize everything that's happened from the day before, everything that's happened in my dream time. And then I pull a card for that, or I'll simply write a message or an affirmation, and I will send it out to the people that are on my subscription list. And then, now this is going to, I'm going to start this meditation group for 7 a.m. in the morning. And I want to know who you are so that I can really put a name to you. However, if I will probably pick up people who are listening, and I'm going to include you too. So we're going to connect at 7 a.m. And then I want you to email me what information that you received in that 5 minutes of sitting in that pyramid. Or if you don't feel like the pyramid, fine. I did a group that was the round table. I liked that one a lot. I had everyone imagine that they were in a castle. They could let their mind go wild and what kind of a castle they had. A lot of people chose Neuschwanstein, the one in Germany. And other people had small castles. Some had a cottage that had turrets. And you can, or cathedrals. And they would find a room in there. Okay, we have a caller coming in. Hello, who's calling?
Hi, I'm Madison.
Hi, Madison. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing fabulous. I'm just talking to everybody out there, and I'm just having a fabulous time.
Okay.
Madison, where are you calling from?
Seattle.
Are you calling from Seattle? Very good. Going to have a little snow up there today, huh?
I hope so. I love snow. I hope.
Well, I'll just send you the snow right up there.
Thank you. You're too kind. Thank you.
I know. Okay. Any comments on what we've been talking about today?
No, actually, I wasn't listening to the radio. I was just told by a gentleman the other day to call tonight to speak to you because you're fabulous.
Well,
and
thank you.
So, yeah, and so I followed his advice, and I told him that I had inquiries about a relationship matters in the near future, and so he said you would be the person.
Well, thank you. Okay, so what I want to do, Madison, is that it's more about you. So this is about relationship. So let me kind of double back here because it's important that we bring the lesson home to what is going on here with you and with. So you get to be the example of what you don't have that you do want. You don't have a relationship, right?
No,
or is that,
no. For you, a while, actually, being single for quite a long time.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this is going back to setting these SMART goals and focusing on what you really would like to have that you don't have right now. Okay.
Right.
So we were talking about the SMART goals. We were talking about being specific on what you want. So we get to use a definite example here for the rest of you out there who are thinking about a relationship that you'd like to have. Let's be very specific. What kind of a relationship would you like?
Definitely loving, kind, gentle, sweet, sense of humor, generous, and grounded, spiritually focused, and very selfless, kind, you know, so, yeah.
Yeah, very good. I heard the word kind twice. Very good.
Oh, yeah.
And does the word gentle come in there, too?
Yes.
Yeah, because I got that the word gentle wanted to come in there. Okay,
yes.
So these are SMART goals. I'm just going to do this before I pull the card because, you know, it's more than what you're thinking it is here. And so this M stands for measurable. So you've given me some qualities that you're really looking for. So you're going to measure whether that this person is kind, gentle, loving, et cetera, et cetera. You're going to write that down, okay?
Yeah, I have already.
You have already. Okay, very good. You've got a head start. And
yeah.
It's achievable. Are you willing to accept someone that fabulous, that loving, that much, that, I don't think you've ever had one that fabulous before, have you?
No. But I did meet someone in September.
Very good. And where did that relationship go?
It's very silent. I think it scared the pants off of me.
Okay.
The energy mirrored itself, so I believe. And also, he was just out of a recent circumstance, the 6 months previous.
Yeah.
Or 7 months, so I think it just really sent a shockwave through his heart.
Uh-huh. So. Okay. No, I love what you just said, okay, because it's so relevant right here, and we got another 3 minutes, so I just want to kind of cut to the chase, is that I want you to be very receptive.
Yes, I am.
Receptive, in other words, no pushing. I want you to be loving in every description you just gave to me about this person that you're looking for, that you are opening to receive. I want you to be every one of the qualities that you've just described. And I want you to be the magnet is going to attract this person. All right?
Sure.
Okay, now you got that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I want you to visualize that. So I'm going to I've got my cards. I just shuffled them, and I'm going to drop them. And the card that is for you is the Queen of Cups. And the Queen is very elusive here. You can barely see her. She's behind a veil. And she's reaching down and touching a stork. What I'm getting from this, Madison, is that you are about to touch the stork, which is bringing the relationship. And you're doing it from a place of being behind the veil. You're not seeking, being needy, or anything like that. You're being every quality that you are looking for in this relationship, and this is going to bring up anything that would scare that anyone away, for example, the one that just backed off and ran.
Well, I don't know that he ran. I think it was too much for his heart, and it came too quick. I don't think he was prepared, but I think he will come back.
We will see. So, very good. So, you're being everything that you want the other person to be.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want any of this opposites coming in where you're loving and that person is not. So that's coming in, and you've got ready. You put your hand down on the stork. And you may want to do a little meditation on the stork bringing this wonderful relationship. I don't believe you've met your beloved yet. It's coming very, very soon, and it's going to come as you're going behind the veil and you're becoming in this whole process, you're becoming the one that you want to attract.
Oh, I see. Okay. So within the month?
No, I'm not going to put a time here because I don't know how fast you're going to go behind the veil, and I don't know how fast you're going to become all of the qualities that you've just met. As soon as you get that, as soon as you are in your heart and loving and kind and everything you've just met, that's when it's going to happen. Now, I want to hear from you when you have acquired that. Does that make sense?
Sure, yeah. I just feel like Joe, he will calm his heart and return at some point.
Well, maybe he will, and let's just not count on that, okay?
Sure.
Well, we're right at the end of the program, Madison, and I'd love to hear from you. Give me an email shout at conrad3198@comcast.net, and wish you'd listen to the rest of the program. That would have been fabulous, but we didn't, so I'll be back next Thursday at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and I'm just closing out with you right here on the line, Madison. Don't go anyplace. I want to surround this show with love and light. And each and every time you listen to this program again and again, you're going to hear more and more. And I will see you all next week, Thursdays at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And God bless you, Madison.
Thank you. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Thanks.
Okay.